This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Nobel Peace Prize and the President meeting coming up with Kim Jong-un. There are other things that are happening, and, you know, the woman who's always on top of it, Ellen Ratner, joins us right here at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. She's with Talk Media News. Ellen, how are you?
I am doing okay. And by the way, I said a long time ago that I thought that the president and Kim Jong-un were after the Nobel Peace Prize. Hello?
When have we seen this happen in my life? Yeah, I've never seen this happen.
I haven't seen it happen either. Of course, they gave Barack Obama a peace prize, and he hadn't done anything. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. The president would like the meeting to happen in the demilitarized zone by the end of May. However, some other people are saying do it in a neutral country such as Singapore. I actually think the demilitarized zone is neutral enough.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Absolutely. Let's talk about quickly Nancy Pelosi on the whole midterm thing. I was listening to her the other day saying, we're going to win. I will run for speaker. There's lots of speculation about the midterms. What's the temperature in D.C.?
Well, of course, the midterms totally depend on each district, and it's hard to know what's really going to happen. I do know that the president would like the Congress not to turn Democratic, and if anything, it looks like the House would turn Democratic before the Senate would, although the Senate is within two votes, really. But I think that we just don't know. Each election is an individual election. And, you know, it just depends on where people are at. And, you know, Ben Franklin said way back 200 some years ago, a week is a long time in politics. And this is only May, and the election is not till the first week in November. A lot could happen between now and then.
No kidding. Hey, your take on the correspondence dinner and the comedian and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Was she over the line?
Okay, well, let me just tell you something. I think that she spent too long on Sarah Huckabee Sanders. However, I have been to many of those dinners, and I'll tell you, with the exception of the time that they only get a musician when Clinton was going through the Monica Lewinsky thing, the dinners are raucous, and they take a hit as to whoever's president. But they also took a hit this year on Hillary Clinton. I wasn't that upset by the dinner, but a lot of people were.
Yeah. All right. Something that you sent me that I thought was interesting is this lawsuit filed in California. There was support from other states, and it has to do with the EPA, California suing the EPA over this push to overturn the vehicle efficiency rules, and that's a big deal. This is climate change.
Well, it's climate change, but also it has to do with state rights. Don't forget there's also some suits about California passing marijuana laws, and the FDA is against that. Mm. So I have a feeling that this is going to go up to the Ninth Circuit, which is California, and then go to the Supreme Court, not only because of this law and the EPA law, but also because of marijuana. So I think we don't know where the Supreme Court is going to come down on states' rights. I don't think they can ignore it forever, and clearly they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, always great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so that was good stuff always from Ellen. And, you know, it's interesting because some other things that are happening in D.C. is this Mueller threatening to subpoena the president. There have been a lot of reports about that. And he's the special counsel, and he's been considering it. So I don't know what's going to happen here. Trump's attorneys say the president was not required to speak with investigators about this Russian election interference, you know, during this meeting, was because they had this testy meeting. So there's a lot of back and forth on this. And Trump tweeted out, so disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. He said just today, no questions on collusion. Oh, I see you've made up phony crime collusion that never existed and an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice. And then he also tweeted out, it would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened, witch hunt. So what happens now? I mean, Rudy Giuliani is leading the effort to negotiate a close to the investigation with Mueller. And is that going to happen? Giuliani said, hopefully we're getting near the end. We have all on both sides have some important decisions to make. I still have an open mind. This is Giuliani on what the right strategy is, which will develop in the next few weeks. So now it is this conversation about how long does this keep going on? You know, how long do we keep talking about this? And is there anything that's going to be that's going to come to light that's going to blow us away? Is it there under the surface? What's the information? All this kind of stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, show it. Show your cards. Time's up. Let's see the cards. Come on. Let's see them. Here's the other thing. While we're talking about all of this, and now there's this meeting looming with Kim Jong-un, it's interesting in this conversation about Nobel Peace Prize, because it's so unusual, the fact that the two would meet. And here's the thing, this whole nuclear arm up race, is it cool for Kim Jong-un? I mean, what's going to be the topic of conversation? Obviously, that would be heavily featured. North Korea has an arsenal of nuclear weapons and missiles capable of reaching our cities. They do. But they're not reliable, and you'd have to have some more testing to improve the effectiveness. That's the whole thing. One's lobbed out, and it may not reach, it might not hit its intended target, etc., etc. But what are the nuclear ambitions? And I want to know that, of North Korea. And would we really get that information? Would that really come out of that meeting or not? And I'm as curious as anyone else. I think it's great there's a meeting. Let's see what happens in this meeting. It is, gosh, just it's unprecedented, for sure. It's unprecedented. It's wide open what the conversation may look like, which is so, so interesting. Another thing to throw out there, part of the roll out from what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, is all the conversation about the Dreamers. And yet the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit challenging DACA and looking to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, if you don't know what that means. Six other states jumped on this baby, including Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia. So what happens with this? Paxton threatened to sue the government last year if the Trump administration didn't take steps to end the program. And remember, the president started to phase it out in September, but there were court decisions that forced the government to allow some of it to continue. So this is a 137-page lawsuit. He's arguing that, the state is arguing, Texas, that President Obama did not have the authority to establish the program in the first place as an executive action back in 2012. Stay tuned for more on that one. The other coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Why, yes, it's time for some of your favorite radio that I do here on America Tonight, because it's called The Other. That's when I invite my husband, Paul, to join us in the studio, and we talk about things related to what's going on in our life and what's happening in the world. And I just got to say, I just read a story, Paul, about this new species of beetle named after Leonardo DiCaprio. I wonder how he feels about that. You know, there's a bug named after me, the katydid.
You know, I could really care less about this bug, because there's a much more vexing situation that's going on right now, and I think we really need to address the issue right now.
What's the issue?
You know, you accuse me of being a hillbilly sometimes, jokingly.
Yes.
But I was born in Texas, and I do take showers and every day, almost. But what are you wearing? This is not an episode of Hee Haw. This is syndicated radio.
Oh, you are so bad.
I'm letting the American public know right now. My wife is wearing a nightgown.
This
is not sexy lingerie.
Oh.
This is like Mini Pearl. I'm in an episode. You are in a radio episode of Hee Haw.
That is so not
true. What do you have to say about this?
I have nothing to say about that. You exaggerate. It's just a yellow top for everybody listening. It's no big deal. Listen, here's the thing. We're getting in shape, and we're really killing it. So before we go on the air, I'm prepping, and then we're taking this 3-mile walk. So jump in the shower, throw on the yellow shirt, you know, and that's what I got to go with.
The nightgown.
It's not a nightgown.
The Mamie nightgown, the moo-moo.
It's not a moo-moo. Oh, just for everybody listening, he is so wrong about that. Oh, that is so bad. Oh, my goodness.
You're doing a radio show dressed like my grandma.
My grandma
doesn't even dress like that.
You're so wrong. You're so wrong. What is the deal with dressing today?
And the other thing, I would like you to tell your little Russian bots to cease and desist. They've infected my phone. Every time I get on my phone now for the last 3 weeks, your picture has popped up. I don't know why you're spying on me.
What is the picture?
But every time I try to look at something on my phone, your photo pops up from some speaker's bureau.
Well, that's good advertising.
I thought it would go away, but it hasn't. And this is a very serious subject that I think America has a right to know, and to know why other people are getting this ad on their phones, too.
All right, so if you get that out on your phone, go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, and I'll negotiate a good rate for you to come to your city. And I won't be wearing my yellow shirt, so.
Russian bots and moo-moos, people. This is our world today.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of our world, I've been watching a lot of the hockey, and you sort of have gotten into it. It's, you know, I do the Invade the Man Cave thing, and, of course, my passions are politics, sports and business, and I've been watching a lot of the hockey, and therefore you've been watching a lot of the hockey, and we saw Winnipeg Jets nail the Predators tonight in Winnipeg 7-4, a couple of empty net goals. Nashville had the edge on them through two periods, 3-0, and they let that all come back. So Pecorino, who's the goaltender, started to have problems, but it wasn't his fault, it was the guys in front of him. You kind of like hockey, don't you?
I just like saying Pecorino.
Their names are the best, aren't they? Well, it's so funny you say that, because there's a story today in the USA Today about nicknames in sports, right? And why, you know, certain nicknames that stick. And really, it's the name of the team. So the Minnesota Timberwolves, for example, there's a lot of Timberwolves in that area. And what was suggested before was the fat cats, the taxes, the aqua drinks, the ponies. That's ridiculous.
The ponies.
Yeah, the ponies doesn't work. Hey, speaking of the ponies, too, for everyone listening, Paul, you like this because you just think it's so easy for me to win some money on the Kentucky Derby. But the Kentucky Derby, the fastest 2 minutes in sports, is coming up this Saturday.
Well, I just want everyone to know that several years ago, I made some picks, and we ran into this guy at our local racetrack, Lone Star Park, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Grand Prairie, and we got to talking to him. Kate has never met anybody that she hasn't become friends with immediately, so somehow we got to talking to this guy. And I picked out my crazy theory that it was going to be raining, and so I went through the racing news and found the horse that always did the best in the rain. And we wrote this down, and if we had picked using my picks plus his other advice, we would have won how much money that day?
Wasn't it a crazy amount, like $60,000 or something?
That's right. That's right, folks. $60,000, and we did not do it for a... What would the bet be? Less than $100?
Yeah, it would have been. But then you know how that goes. That's a big bet, so that we're not giant bettors. So if we threw that money down, then we would have lost.
But there's no point in betting unless you're going to bet on a long shot that you think has a chance.
Well, there's, yes, if you can mix a long shot into what they call a wheel, or you've got the more horses, the better. So the horse that I like for this Kentucky Derby is Justified, but it's a favorite. It's three, you know, the odds are crazy, like 3-1 favorite in the Derby, and it's like coming out of the seventh hole, so the seventh post position. And I like this horse. I do. I like this horse, and I don't see how it's going to lose. But you'd have to couple it with some other horses, because otherwise, it's not going to win much money. For the Kentucky Derby, Paul, there's always a lot of horses, and then it kind of gets whittled down. There's going to be like 20 horses.
Well, 20 horses, that sounds like quite a bit. How many are there normally?
It's unless some of them get scratched, there's always a lot for the Derby, and then the next Triple Crown races it goes down, like the Preakness and then the Belmont.
That's still a lot of horsepower to contend with.
It definitely is. How about this? The five hottest selling cars in April. And you and I are in the market. We're car shopping, aren't we?
We are. But before we run out of time, I want to tell you about the craziest thing that I just saw on the news, that Hobby Lobby bought and imported ancient Iraqi artifacts into the United States.
What?
I'm not kidding. Look it up right now on the internet, people. It is mind-blowing. They imported them to their stores through the United Arab Emirates, and they went through Israel and came to the United States. So I'd just like to leave you with that.
Wow. Well, you know what? They agreed to forfeit. You're right. They agreed to forfeit the 5,500 artifacts smuggled out. The packages made their way from Israel and the United Arab Emirates, as you said, to the Hobby Lobby to sell them. And they were clearly marked as samples, but there were some complaints, and they agreed to forfeit the artifacts. What's up with that? They were fined $3 million. This happened a while ago, by the way. That happened like a year ago when this whole thing broke. They were fined $3 million for smuggled Iraqi artifacts.
That has to be the craziest story of the night.
Well, and it's almost, well, it's like 8, 9, 10 months old.
Yeah, but I didn't hear of it when it first happened.
So you heard about it 9 months later.
So tonight, thousands of clay boule cuneiform.
Oh, that's so funny. There's no fake news with you because it's usually behind 8 months or so. Hey, did you know we have an
verified
impressive So hottest selling cars. Jeep Wrangler is hot. Jeep Compass, Subaru Crosstrek, Toyota CHR, the Porsche Macan. Oh, that Porsche is a beauty.
I've seen a lot of those Macans driving around.
Macan. What does Macan stand for? It's just a name.
Sounds goofy to me. I have no idea.
And how about the surge of Jeeps? What's going on with that? Did you ever want a Jeep?
Oh, pardon me if I burped into the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drinking some tea here. Jeeps have always been popular, and they retain about 72 to 75% of their value years after they've been purchased.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cool looking. The Jeep Compass is neat looking SUV, and sales have tripled, they say, for that. All right, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Kate has been infiltrated by the Russians.
All right, I'll meet you for the mailbag coming up next.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag. It was like a flood of mail. I say this all the time, but I want to give you the visual, because this is radio. So if I were to open the double doors of our front door, boom, I would just be covered in mail. So congrats to all of you. AmericaTonightRadio.com. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. It is awesome. And thanks to all of you listening to us in Portland, Oregon on KPAM Radio. Appreciate you all. A lot of conversation going on with me about what's happening in Portland. Am I taking the show up there? And QAM, a lot of people also sending me emails from that station as well. And, of course, RNO in New Orleans. I love my New Orleans. It'd be fun to just bounce around to all those places and hit them all. So let's hit the mailbag quickly. This one is from Harry, who says, listen, here's the scoop with the dogs. I keep hearing this stuff about Kate's kibble, and I'm curious about life's abundance and what life's abundance is all about and why you think it is such good dog food. Well, the reason I think it's good dog food is because of how they make it. So the ingredients and the small batches they make and what they put in it. And, of course, being new to the whole dog thing, when I first got Mahalo, I didn't know much about dog food. And I started, I have a friend named Mary Lou who turned me on to it, actually. And it's been great for Mahalo. I really think his coat, his coat has gotten that much better. And it's just better food for him. It's just healthier. What they put in the food is so much better than the kind of food that you're getting off the shelves. And you know how we are about dogs. I'm certainly there with most of you. Dogs are like family. They are family, that's for sure. So if you look at life's abundance and the ingredients, they've got the healthy start pack for dogs, and it's grain-free. And that's the thing that has been so deadly for too many dogs, and that's what keeps them healthier, right? So anybody having questions about that, go to kateskibble.com, and then you can find out more. And you can just look at all the products. So actually, thanks for asking me that question. So the answer is grain-free, healthy, made in small batches. I know it's good, and it's not crap, frankly. It's kind of like if every day I went to the drive-thru myself, and we see the effects on our own bodies when I, you know, if you eat like a fifth grader. So I didn't want to feed the dog food that way anymore, so that's what happened. All right, I got this note from Joseph, who asked about the comedian and what was the big deal about the comedian, and did I think it was fair game or not, and haven't we heard worse at times? Well, here's the thing. For her to do what she did at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it is wide open. It is fair game to say what you want to say, I suppose. But the reaction to it, you got to be ready for the reaction. I mean, let's face it, when you're a stand-up comedian or a comedian of any sort, that's what the whole thing is. What's the reaction to what you put out there? And the reaction was not good on some fronts, but on other fronts, they said, you know, hey, it's what happens at these White House correspondence dinners, especially when you don't have the president there, as usually the president is the main punching bag, no matter Republican or Democrat. So Michelle Wolf kind of doubled down on what she decided she was going to do. And, she was somebody who is a frequent contributor to The Daily Show. And she did what she thought was what you do at these White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it's, you go for the jugular. She goes for the laughs. And did she cross the line or not? I mean, that's up for debate. And that's what I think it's been, the debate. Really, at the beginning of the week, has been a lot of people saying, yeah, it was too much, and other people saying it was fine because that's what you do, and does it have anything to do with her being a woman? One of the things she said is, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000. Now, come on, you got to admit, that was funny. That one was funny. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders, man, she just seems like she can take it, right? She does, because she takes the barrage of questions constantly from the hardcore Washington press corps every single day, and she handles it. I mean, she does. I've seen people in that position really crumble, and she's tough as nails. She does not crumble. So to me, whether it offended her or not, I think she just moves on. That's what she did. And Wolf, you know, she said, you know, this is what I was brought here to do, to do what I do. And I was, of course, everybody was fair game, and I was going to talk about this White House. And she did have some really good one liners. Like she said, it's kind of crazy that the Trump campaign was in contact with Russia when the Hillary campaign wasn't even in contact with Michigan. And then she said, he wants to give teachers guns, and I support that because then they can sell them for things they need, like supplies. I mean, that's good. So she had some good, less offensive material. I guess it's just that she went in the opposite direction. You know, it's testing the waters. I feel good. I feel good. Here I go. All right, so I got a lot of email about what was going to happen with Mueller and this Russian investigation and Rudy Giuliani getting involved and how much longer would it go on. Well, if I could just get inside the head of Rudy Giuliani, can you imagine what I would find in there? There's no indication as to when that's going to end, but we do know that this has been going on a long time. So whatever cards that I said at the beginning of this that are left to be played, they need to be played now. If there's something, if there's a gotcha card, then play it. If there isn't, then what's next? I mean, what dominoes are going to fall, if any dominoes are going to fall? So he's playing it close to the vest. And does that make me think there is something there? I can't really read the tea leaves on this. And I've got some decent sources, even some of them that you hear here on the air. And it's everybody's kind of speculating about what does it mean with Rudy involved? What's going to happen? What does that mean? I got an interesting email from Maureen earlier in the day that I was reading when I was jumping back and forth between some paperwork I had to do in the mailbag, and she asked about the cruise ships and if I ever thought of taking America Tonight on a cruise ship, and the answer is yes, I have. If one of the cruise ship line sponsors it, I would do that. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people are taking, despite the norovirus fears and some of the things that we've seen happen on cruise lines, cruises are bigger than ever. Some of the biggest ships we've ever seen are out there. And, you know, you look at how many different cruise lines there are, the Norwegian cruise line, the Carnival cruise lines, the short cruises, the family cruises, the people who plan cruises and tours, at Royal Caribbean, it's crazy. My family lives off Davis Island, just over the bridge from Tampa, and they have cruise ships that leave from the port of Tampa. And when you're there on the weekends, you see the cruise ships go out, and it's just the wildest thing. Everybody's waving to you. People want you to wave when they're going out to sea from Tampa. And some of those are little jaunts, and some of them are a lot longer. I think if I was going to take a cruise just for fun, I like the smaller cruise boats that they do in Europe. I think those seem pretty cool. That would be fun. I like the balconies they have, and they're smaller boats. They're not like these giant floating cities that we see with some of the cruise lines that I mentioned. But I don't know how many of you have taken cruises, but I always thought of cruises when I was a kid as something your grandmother does, because you can go relax, you're eating, you're hanging out on the boat. And I can remember my grandmother going on some cruises, and always my older great aunts and grandmothers were talking about them, but never anybody younger. But that's so not the case now. Now it's wide open for, now it's wide open for anybody to take a cruise. I mean, they have those Disney-sponsored or those Disney cruises, so kids, families taking them, or they have adult cruises where there are no kids allowed. It's just adults, where it's honeymooners or just people, discos, whatever, single people. They have single cruises. It's just absolutely crazy. Hey, coming up, we're going to do Invade the Man Cave. And we're in the playoffs for both hockey and the NBA. So we'll talk a little bit about that. That's all coming up next, Invade the Man Cave, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Wow, we are going to the man cave. Was that the best intro ever for this show? Sweetness. I gotta give high fives to Andy, because that is awesome. So every time you hear that, you know we're heading into the cave, and that's exactly what we're doing. We got playoff action, and no man cave would be complete, and there is no such thing as a man cave without some watching of sports. Because whether you like sports or you're kind of on sports, you go to someone's man cave, they got the big screen TVs, they're eating the wings, the pizza, whatever, and there is definitely games on no matter what. So you would have seen, on the ice anyway, the Washington Capitals knock off Pittsburgh 4-3. That was a pretty sweet game, because for Washington, they scored two goals in the second period, two in the third, and they fended off a really tough Pittsburgh team. Let's face it, these are the Stanley Cup winners. They knocked out Nashville last year, and a lot of the same players who were on top of their game are on top of their game now. So that was a very big win in Pittsburgh, no less. So Washington leads that series 2-1. the Winnipeg Jets are not going away. They don't care about Octopi and famous celebrities and Nashville and all that. They care about winning is what they care about. And they're doing it. They've got a heck of a goaltender in Hellebuck. And Winnipeg beat Nashville 7-4. What's really crazy is Nashville started off hot. They had a three-goal edge pretty deep into the second period. And then all of a sudden, Winnipeg scored four goals. It got tied up in the third period, 4-4. But then the Jets roared back, and there was no coming back. There was a couple empty net goals. There was no coming back after that for Nashville. Nashville is a fan favorite, just kind of like Vegas is. So Vegas and I think Nashville, well, especially Vegas because they are the expansion team and there's so much interest in what's happening with them. But I think the same thing for Nashville because it's a hot city. Everybody's involved. People that normally wouldn't watch hockey got involved in hockey. And last year they made it all the way to the finals, but they didn't win. In the meantime, Hoop. Who doesn't want to find out about Hoop? Of course, Hoop is much more popular than stick and puck. And if we go to the action in the NBA, wow, final in overtime. The Cavaliers beat the Raptors in their game one. But you know what? They beat him by a point. 113-112. I mean, no fooling. Is that like heartbreaking for the Raptors? Because it was in Toronto. So LeBron James had 26 points, 13 assists, and 11 boards. His 21st playoff triple-double. Kyle Korver, 19 points, including the go-ahead three-pointer in overtime after Cleveland never led in regulation. So pretty interesting game in Toronto, real heart thumper, if you will. And boy, oh boy, I mean, the Raptors want this badly, and the Cavaliers have King James, and he just rises above it all and just is at another level. He comes to the court as somebody who's even better than during the regular season. I don't know how to put it because it's just so crazy. It really, really is. So game two up next is on Thursday in that series. Meanwhile, it was all about what was going to happen with Golden State and New Orleans. Golden State already took the one game, and the Warriors lead the Pelicans 110-98, and Steph Curry is back. And in 21 minutes, he scored 25 points. He is a difference maker, but that whole team is loaded. I mean, look, Kevin Durant has 24 points. He's been on the floor the whole time. He was the best acquisition over a year ago, and they, of course, won a championship as a result of that. There are a lot of Steph fans. If they're not Warrior fans, they're Steph fans. So we'll see what happens there. I'm thinking there's going to be a showdown between the Rockets and the Warriors is what I'm thinking in the end. Makes sense to me if you look what's happening. And, of course, we're coming off of last week's draft, and there's all kinds of conversations still about some of those stories that are lingering from the draft, what happens as a result of some of the players that were picked up, do the odds change in Vegas, and the odds don't necessarily change dramatically. The Bills were a team to see their odds crash, like Buffalo fell from 66-1 Super Bowl odds in March to 100-1 odds on May 1st. The Browns, Cleveland is 100-1 long shot to win the Super Bowl. Back in March, they were 66-1. So the Browns get their quarterback of the future, perhaps, but their odds for this year don't increase. They actually got worse, right? And it's interesting, the Giants, they went all in. They really dealt their own destiny. They decided Eli Manning's going to hang around for a while. They didn't go with the quarterback. They drafted Saquon Barkley in the first round. their odds drop from 50 to 1 in March to 75 to 1 after the draft. So who saw their odds increase? I love this because there were five quarterbacks taken in the draft, and I think the quarterback that's going to end up being one of the best and one that's talked about the most is Lamar Jackson. And he's a perfect fit for the Ravens. Their odds moved up slightly. They were 50 to 1. Now they're 40 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. Again, long odds, but the odds improved. You know what's interesting is the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So they're 8 to 1. But the favorites are the Patriots. They're 5 to 1. Yeah. I don't know. Wrap your brain around that. So we're through the draft. Now it's about these mini camps, and before you know it, we're going to be talking about training camps, and then we're going to back into another NFL season. So, and we're going to see some big changes. And what are we going to see from Brady? Think of Brady in his 40s and how he's playing. Think of a few others who are starting to get up there, like Eli Manning. Eli Manning must look at Brady and think, well, he can do it, and I'm in decent shape. Who says I can't do it? Who says I can't hang around the game for a while? And if he's winning, then he can hang around. But if there's injuries, if he starts to slow down the tick and there's no one to pick it up, then I would say, no. Chances are they're going to go with somebody else that they're shifting to in the organization, although they didn't pick a quarterback in the draft. And some people think that, my friends, was a mistake. And I would say, too early to tell. Yeah, too early to tell. We go to the world of golf because when we're in the man cave, a lot of people like to pretend they can golf, or they go to Top Golf and they drink a couple beers and then they swat at targets. But then there are us weekend hackers that will go out and sometimes perform some magical feats and then blow up on other holes. And you just have to make sure the right person is looking when you have those great holes. So it's interesting in looking at what's coming up. One of the things that stands out to me is Woods and what's going to happen with the big cat. What's the big cat going to do in the second half of the year? A lot of people watching Tiger Woods because we love a reclamation project, and it's odd to say it, but he is that guy because he has played better and he's returned to golf. So statistically, I was just reading a story about this. You ready for this? He is the sixth best golfer on the PGA Tour. Yeah. Sixth best. So he has really, really jumped up. Now, see, a man cave a lot of times, they'll have some putters, they'll have a fake green, and they'll have putting contests. If you have enough room in the man cave, you definitely want to add one of those. Definitely. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.